Hi, everyone. I'm Siobhan Sarna, and welcome. It is holiday time, and that means lots of things. It means food, and it means, for some people, a lot of stress, for other people, a lot of joy. For most people, I think it's a mixed bag. I'm the founder of SIBO SOS. If you're not in our Facebook group, please join us there. It's a phenomenal, phenomenal group with over 25,000 people talking about gut health, and they're really smart and really supportive and really helpful. And Kieran Krishnan is going to be joining us any second now. Sometimes he runs a little bit late, and he's going to be sharing with us his updates on studies, as well as some of his ideas about how to support the microbiome during this stressful time. Now, I just finished writing an ebook that Clarissa, I don't know if it's ready to share or not yet. We'll send it out in an email. But basically, you know, I've been a vegetarian since 1980 something rather. So I've dealt with all kinds of weird social situations with food and all that. And, you know, not feeling well. I have a whole slew of pictures from the holidays, and I can tell you every single one of those pictures how I was feeling on that holiday. Like, oh yeah, that one was good. Oh, I felt like really bad that year. And it's a tough time. It's a tough time. It's really easy to get super cranky and super stressed and super sad. So I wanted to see how you all were doing. And thanks for typing that in the chat. I appreciate it. If you have questions, oh, it is ready. Okay, cool. If you have questions, then go ahead and put those questions for Kieran in the Q&A box. And if you have, here he is, if you have any comments, try to hold off on doing the comments until Kieran is done. We may ask you a couple of questions, but we just find that that's really helpful. Just keep to the Q&A in the Q&A box. That lets me manage it. And the only rule is be nice or be gone. All right. Hi, Kieran Krishnan.
Hi, Siobhan. How are you?
I'm good. We need volume from you, sir.
Oh, volume. Did you say volume?
Okay. Yep. Okay. You sound good. Hey, hey, hey. Yes, it's good.
Okay, awesome.
Thank you. So we've just started chatting a little bit about the holidays and the stress that a lot of people have. And we and 10 being maxed out. I have everything from level one, I'm not maxed out, to level 10. Yes. Chrissy's like, 10 plus exclamation point. I also noticed that in the Facebook group, every year at this time, and it hasn't happened yet this year, may it not, but there is like a crankiness that happens. Mm-hmm. And I just, I'm so glad we're doing this to give everybody some support.
Yeah.
And Kieran, what's your best, so for those of you who don't know, but you're here, so chances are you're a Kieran fan person like I am. Kieran Krishnan is the co-founder of Microbiome Labs. He is the gentleman who is responsible for getting Megaspore out into the world and making sure that we have a balanced microbiome. He's also perpetuating probably some of the most valuable research on the microbiome when it comes to spores and different strains. And we're all the lucky ones to learn directly from him. How many years, how many weeks or days this year, Kieran, were you on the road?
It's been almost every week this year so far. So I just got back from Denmark yesterday.
Oh my gosh.
I'll be back in Denmark in about 8 days. But in the meantime, I'm traveling to many different cities. I teach a lot, so I fly and lecture. We had some awesome 2-day masterclass sessions in London with the College of Naturopathic Medicine there over not last weekend but the weekend before. And what's great about all of this, and the reason why I fly around so much, is because there's so much interest in everything related to the microbiome in terms of helping individuals, right? Clinicians are working desperately to get up to speed on all of this because they're seeing the power of improving the microbiome to improve health. It's a missing link in many cases for the things that they've been dealing with for years. Right. If you've been dealing with patients, you know, we've been dealing with autoimmune conditions, you've been dealing with anxiety, you've been dealing with skin conditions, and you struggle as a clinician to make improvements in those areas, a lot of it is because of the missing link of the microbiome, because the microbiome is the biggest driver of all of those, right? And so it's a perfect segue into this particular conversation today with the holidays. The yeah. holidays is like a trifecta of dismantling your health, right? and for a good portion of us, it's in part because of the season. You know, the fact that we're getting less exposure to sunlight, that compounds a number of things. Number one, that suppresses your immune system, right? It also increases cortisol levels. If you have just less vitamin D, less sunlight exposure, the days are becoming shorter, it's more gloomy, it actually screws up your circadian rhythm quite a bit. You know, and we do this fall back thing that screws you up. And then your microbiome goes into a little bit of disarray because your microbiome is a diurnal system. It also works on a 24-hour clock like our own internal clock does, right? And so when the clock goes off because the days are shorter, you see less daylight, you know, and the weather is getting colder, you're not outside as much, and, right. and so you're not interacting with nature as much. All of those things compound to creating a period of transition where the body needs to adapt to these new conditions. But during that adaptation, we are much more compromised, right? So our hormones are off, our immune system is suppressed, our ability to digest and assimilate nutrients are compromised. And many people suffer from sleep issues too at this time of year, right? So you take all of that, we need a period of time to transition and adapt to these new conditions. And then in the middle of all that, you throw in holidays. And you throw in, you know, dietary changes because of holidays, right? So we're all eating stuff that we may normally not eat, you know, because in your office, if you work in an office, for example, people are starting to bring treats, right? People are starting to bring Thanksgiving related things and holiday related things and cook and candy.
Cookies. From
their kids. Yeah, their kids overflow candy from Halloween. You start getting invited to parties and things where you're eating things you normally wouldn't. All of that compromises your digestion and further creates dysbiosis in the microbiome. And at the end of the day, there's also a stress component to the dealing with family and the plans and all that, you know, and I know that, you know, firsthand as well as we get along with our family, but fortunately for me, I don't have any components of our family that are antagonistic, but it's just even stressful figuring out like where are we doing Thanksgiving? You know, we're doing it in Iowa. We're doing it here. What are we doing for Christmas? Who's going to be here? How do we arrange all this stuff? All that can be stressful. So you add, you know, increases in cortisol, epinephrine and norepinephrine to all that. It's a perfect soup for starting to dismantle your health a little bit. Now, on top of that, we're exposed to more viruses this time of year, right? Flu is starting to go around. My mom is a medical doctor who runs a big ICU and a big ED, an emergency department. And she's saying the number of kids and even adults that she's seeing with RSV, with respiratory virus, that are being hospitalized is unprecedented. She said they've never seen so many kids and some adults as well being hospitalized for RSV. RSV goes around every year. This is the first year that she's seen so many people being hospitalized up to a week. You know, so there's a cocktail of pathogens flying around, right? So all of these things combined to us needing to pay attention to certain fundamentals in our system to give us a bit of a leg up in dealing with these concrete changes that are occurring and giving ourselves the ability to enjoy what should be enjoyable of this holiday season, right? There's beauty in fall, there's beauty in the weather change, there's beauty in this whole concept around Thanksgiving and Christmas and Hanukkah, whatever it is you celebrate, right? So that's our focus today is let's talk about how do we shore up certain components of our system so that we can go forth into this holidays a little more resilient, having the ability to enjoy it a little bit better.
So what's the number one thing you want to suggest? I'm going to say, make sure you're doing your Megaspore. That's like number one.
Yeah.
Your foundation. We have a lot of new people today, Kieran. So can you explain what Megaspore is? This is what it looks like. You may have seen it in blogs and, you know, around the internet. But what exactly is this and how can it help us?
Yeah. So, and you know, at the risk of sounding like I'm bragging, by the end of 2019, Megaspore clearly became the number one selling probiotic in the practitioner space. right? And there's a reason for that. We're not a marketing company. We've never really spent anything on marketing. So it wasn't that we have some sort of fancy jazzy marketing. We are a science company, right? So we do research. Megaspore itself has something like 11 or 12 published studies on it, including a recent one where the combination of Megaspore and Megamucosa, which is one of our other key products, which I can mention what that's made up of, the combination of those two in an IBD type of situation, how it supports the gut under those types of conditions, right? That was a recent publication we just made. Now, here's why Megaspore is so important, so special. Number one, it was the first all spore consortium product, meaning it's a multi-spore brand. And you know, you won't believe how many companies and people kind of laughed at us when we first came up with this concept of a all spore product. They couldn't wrap their head around what that meant and why that would be important. But we forged ahead because the science was pretty clear to us that this would be a very important component of people's gut health and immune health. But what it does in general is that the spores play a very important role in competing with, less favorable microbes in the gut. I don't want to call microbes bad or good. There's very few microbes that are just purely bad. Right. There are some microbes that are not as favorable as others, especially if their numbers are high. If their numbers come back low, then they seem to be functional and important, right?
Right.
So that's a key thing that the spores do, is they have this ability to do something called competitive exclusion, where they bring down the numbers of the less favorable organisms, and then they create compounds to grow the very important organisms like keystone species, for example, right? So that's a key balancing act that the spores do. The other thing they do is they seal up the lining of the gut. So they deal with leaky gut. And leaky gut is at the root cause of the vast majority of digestive, immune, and other systemic issues as well, right? So there's a whole lecture I do on the role of leaky gut in disease pathology. And you start to look at, and you go, wow, leaky gut is present in all of these conditions, that are especially seemingly unrelated conditions, right? So it plays that really important role in the leakiness of the gut and sealing that up, so that you don't have this massive driver of dysfunction in your system. It also improves the body's ability to digest and assimilate nutrients, which also helps quite a bit in terms of being able to actually utilize the foods that you're choosing to consume. And then, at the end of the day, it's really about increasing diversity as well, because, and this is kind of counterintuitive, right? You put five species of Bacillus endospores and somehow it increases diversity of other organisms, right? That's a common question we get, is like, how does that happen when the species that we're talking about increasing presence of is not actually in the product? Well, that's again, because they are orchestrators of the microbiome. They have a way of increasing the growth of important organisms, even if those organisms are at such minuscule levels that we can't even detect them on a gut test. Right. Wow. So the spores will bring those organisms up, restoring balance back to the microbiome. And everything I'm saying has been published in studies. Right. So these aren't things that I'm saying that we're just speculating and hypothesizing and making big leaps and jumps. Right. All of this has been published in one of the 12 publications that we've done. So Megaspore becomes fundamental. Right. So when we're talking about your immune system's function in the fall, Megaspore is absolutely critical for immune function, because you have to have a balanced, diverse microbiome with high levels of short-chain fatty acid production and no leaky gut for your immune system to work properly. So it works to the foundation, to the core of your immune system. Now, if I were to put one or two other products on that specifically for the holidays, I would say the Zen Biome to control cortisol and stress hormone response. Which is that there? Yep. That's right, a very unique strain called Bifido Longum 1714. That particular strain reduces cortisol response, reduces the perception of stress, and activates different brainwave functions. So it actually puts you more into the theta wave band, so that your brain is actually this really high functioning level. It's much easier to cope with stressful situations, and it puts you kind of in a flow state. It's the same state that people try to achieve through deep meditation, right? That's that calmness in the brain. So that theta wave band is really important. We can do it with a probiotic. And keep in mind that product has, I think, 6 published studies on it itself, right? So again, everything
don't we talk about. Don't stop meditating. I'm just saying, do this meditation. And meditate.
Exactly. Do this and meditate. So when you combine the Megaspore and the Zen Biome, what's really interesting is it tackles 2 big issues. One is digestive disorders and issues drive leakiness in the gut, which then creates all kinds of other problems, including brain problems, right? And then brain problems can drive digestive disorders as well. We all know this. When you get really nervous about something, your bowels get loose and compromised, right? We know the gut and brain are intimately connected. So taking a 2-prong approach, one dealing directly with the gut, which is the Megaspore, one dealing directly with the brain, the nervous system, then you're taking a 2-prong approach to having true balance in the system, right? Yeah. Because that's part of what's messing you up in the holidays is that you're eating things you don't normally eat. You're exposed to things that you're not normally exposed to. The daytime's getting shorter. So all that compromises your gut microbiome, which gives you gut-related issues, which can start creeping to the brain. And then at the same time, you're getting brain-related stressors from dealing with holidays and end-of-year stuff and all that. All of those things combined create this massive gut-brain issue, you know, and that compromises your immune system, your digestion, and your cognitive capabilities as well. So the Zen Biome for the top, as Siobhan beautifully demonstrated.
Thank you.
The Megaspore for the bottom, that is a 1-2 punch on managing this entire dysfunctional cycle that occurs in the holiday season. Now, a couple other things to consider. One would be FODMAPE, right? So FODMAPE is a really important enzyme product that helps your body tolerate FODMAPs, especially those of you that are SIBO or think you're SIBO and are concerned and sensitive to FODMAPs in different foods. And, you know, lots of healthy foods have high FODMAPs. They're nature's prebiotics, right? So being able to consume them and tolerate them is an important component. I use FODMAPE all the time. I don't have SIBO. I don't have necessarily sensitivities, but I feel that when I use FODMAPE, when I eat a meal, especially outside of the house, my system just feels so much more calm and relaxed. And it just, the food just agrees with me much more.
That's a great way of putting it. Right.
Yeah.
Right. Something
a little less disagreement.
Me.
Yeah.
Right.
Exactly. And sometimes depends on what I eat, and some people need this much more, is MegaGuard. I use MegaGuard along with FODMAPE, which helps with bile flow, which is super important for digestion, absorption of nutrients and basically sequestering toxins and so on. It's also really important for gastric emptying. It's really important for reducing that bloatiness and the production of gas in the upper GI. So with almost every meal, especially this time of year, especially for me when I travel so much, it already screws up your microbiome quite a bit. I use MegaGuard and FODMAPE with every meal, right?
Oh,
I'm not
brilliant.
A SIBO person. I don't have SIBO. Yeah. But again, it dramatically reduces any sort of disagreements that my system may have with the food I eat.
Very wise. Hey, Kieran, I'm going to ask Clarissa, who's our behind the scenes helpmate here. Can you put the coupon in and the link in, Clarissa, for the webinar chat? So Kieran is so gracious and helping us all be able to afford everything. And he gives us a 15% coupon periodically. And Clarissa will put it in there. It's a way for you to register through Patient Direct, through our link, and you get 15% off your entire cart. It is for a limited time. And the coupon code is NOBLOAT15. But you do need to do less than a minute. You need to get in there and do a very specific flow. It's very short, but wanted to put that in there. Okay. So back to the agreeables, what else can we be looking to do over the holiday? Can I just give a plug for this? This is your enzymatic mouth freshener.
Yes.
This, mm-hmm. For social situations, you want to be using this.
Yeah.
This is that new product.
It works amazingly well, right? So basically it eliminates odor causing molecules in your mouth. And these are molecules that are caused by microbes in your mouth, right? So they produce these volatile compounds that have an odor to them. Normally, what you're trying to do is you're chewing gum or you're sucking on mints to try to mask the odor, but the odor causing molecules are still there. This is an enzymatic product that's designed to actually metabolize and break down the, or those odor causing molecules, which means that they're eliminated. So it's guaranteed to give you 4 to 5 hours of freshness and fresh breath without compromising it. But here's a really important part about it. There's two components to it that I think we don't say enough. Number one is that those odor-causing molecules also drive inflammation in the gums, right? That's part of what creates this sensitivities and inflammation in the gums, is these microbes producing these volatiles in response to you eating food. So being able to eliminate those molecules will go a long way to reducing these compounds that can cause issues in your gums, right? So that's one thing. Number two is that chewing gums and mints and all that all the time is just not good for your digestive system, right? It compromises HCL production, because here's what happens. When you chew gum, that's one of the first signals to your digestive tract to release HCL, because your body thinks that you're actually going into a meal, right? And so it's getting prepared for a bunch of food to go into the system. So if you're chewing gums and sucking on mints constantly, it basically overproduces HCL, which can then create a feedback loop that actually reduces HCL production when you do need it for food, right? And that can absolutely compromise digestion. So having to chew gum or suck on mints all the time is not good for your digestive tract, nor does it help your oral microbiome at all, especially if they have, you know, sugars in them, flavoring compounds, all of those things. This product is an absolute, to me, a miracle. Yeah, it's a key product. I mean, I'm standing there, you know, when I do my talks and all that, I'm standing at conferences and all, I'm up 5, 6, 7 hours talking to people straight. Your mouth gets dry and weird. And so I pop one of these bad boys in and I'm doing well the whole time. So that's another important one to keep in mind as well. The other one I was going to mention, which is critically important for the fall, is Megaviron. I don't know. Do you have a bottle of that there?
I do.
Awesome. This has actually turned out to become a really top seller for us in general. It was the design of the formulation was, we took a simple approach. There are a few things that need to happen for your immune response in order for your immune response to happen effectively, right? Number one, we need to improve surveillance. So surveillance are these dendritic cells and macrophages and natural killer cells, all of these cells that circulate and survey the body looking for incoming pathogens and problems, right? So we need to boost the surveillance activity of the body. There are lots of these critical herbs that have good clinical trials showing their ability to boost surveillance in the system. So that's first thing it takes care of. Second thing it takes care of is helping the body shuttle from an innate immune response to an adaptive immune response, right? So remember that the innate immune response is a very inflammatory atom bomb-like response, because the immune system still doesn't know exactly what the culprit is, right? It just knows where the culprit may be. So it's just blowing up that area in order to try to get the culprit. It's getting lots of other stuff too. It's blowing up your own tissue, for example, and it's creating lots of damage. That's when you actually feel really sick, right? When you have the high temperatures, when you have the lethargy, the body aches, all of those is because the innate immune response is in there blowtorching and blowing everything up. Now, you want to shuttle to the adaptive immune response, which is the key antibody response that is highly specific for the culprit, right? And in order to get there, there's a bunch of steps to go between the innate immune response to the adaptive immune response. And this product is designed to support those steps, that shuttling, right? Because you want to spend as little as a time as possible in the innate side, because that's damaging everything. And then you want to be able to shuttle to the adaptive. Now, there's one more really important part of the immune response that this product addresses, and that is the cleanup. Because as we mentioned, the innate immune response comes in first. It blows everything up in the region, which actually blows up your own cells and everything. And it leaves a lot of debris in the wake, right? And that debris has to be cleaned up. All of that cellular components, those proteins and DNA and everything else, needs to be cleaned up and put away. Because if it's not cleaned up, what can happen is your adaptive immune system can accidentally pick up one of your own proteins and mistake it as the target. That's how infections lead to autoimmune type responses, right? And right. So what we want to do is ensure that we're supporting the immune system's ability to do a little bit of cleanup so that you don't run into problems in then that phase, in that phase of the immune response, right? So it's a very unique immune support ingredient of product formulation because it supports those three really critical parts, the surveillance, the shuttling from innate to adaptive, and then the cleanup in between innate and adaptive. Those are very critical parts. And those are the parts that tend to go wrong in an immune response, right? If your surveillance isn't strong enough, if it takes a while for your immune system to find the culprit or find or even realize that there's something going on, then that means the infectious agent has a much more time to multiply, create damage, and so on, right? Right. And then in the other two respects, it makes sense that those two can go wrong and it compromises the immune response if it does go wrong.
You know, I don't think I've ever really like stared at these ingredients before with deep appreciation, but you've got organic sea buckthorn, Chinese skullcap, stinging nettle root extract, organic olive leaf extract, organic red Korean, quercetin, turmeric, NAC. This is a nice combination.
It's loaded. So what we did, this was actually born in 2020, right? We all know what happened in 2020. We were all up in arms about, yeah, about an infectious agent. And we said, okay, let's service our practitioners, right? Our practitioners were looking for tools to help with their patients. And so we started talking to a lot of our practitioners and going, okay, what do you like to use? Especially our practitioners who were experts in herbal medicine and Chinese medicine and so on, right? Because we already had the microbiome part of the immune system covered. You use Megaspore, you use Megapre, you use, you know, some of the things that we've already talked about that supports the immune system from the microbiome perspective. But we wanted to know, what else? What were the other tools that they really wanted? And so they were naming all these different ingredients, and we started digging into the research around all these, and we started to see a pattern emerge of really important ones to have in a true immune supportive product to achieve what we talked about, what I talked about earlier, right? Those three key things. But what was surprising about it is, as we were talking to our practitioners, they go, I like using this, 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 and this. They would name five, six things, but they would also name five, six different products in which they would get those things from.
Right. Right?
Because there wasn't a product that had all these things in it. And so that was the opportunity to service our market. We said, you know what, that is a really important step because we wanted to be able to put these really important top selected, critically important herbals into one. Put them in such a way that we know they support these three pathways that we want them to support, and then make that available to our practitioners. So that's how the product was born, and it's taken off since.
That is very, very cool. I'm really glad to see that. I want to get in. I want to find out if there's another product you want to talk about, and then I want to get in a couple of questions, Karen.
There's always ones I'm willing to talk about, but you know, I think for the simplicity of people, let's keep that focus. So remember the FODMAP and MegaGuard. As you're eating all these foods, you're probably eating higher volume than you normally would. I know I am, you know, I don't always finish my meal with pie, but I'm most likely going to be finishing a few meals with pie this week and probably in subsequent weeks as well, right? There's all kinds of snacks and stuff available now even at home because we're starting to get people sending us things, right? Cakes and grapes and breads and things like that. So FODMAP, MegaGuard with every meal. It's going to be critically important for your digestive system to function. Megaspore as a foundational probiotic, as not only for your gut, but this one of two parts for your gut brain, and then bring in the Zen Biome. So again, Zen Biome and Megaspore should be daily from here through you get through the holidays, right? And I promise you, you will see a difference in how you deal with this holiday compared to the last one. And then of course, the last thing we just mentioned was the Megaviron. Which is an awesome immune support. We all need additional immune support right now because of the things we're exposed to. And then especially take people like me that travel and all a lot, we're getting exposed to everything, right? So I do Megaviron every single day. So all the stuff we just talked about is stuff that I do every single day. The only other things that we didn't mention that I do every single day that I add in was IgG. I do the IgG every single day. I do 3 or 4 caps in the morning when I wake up and 3 or 4 caps at night before I go to sleep.
Smart.
goes a long way for reducing the toxigenic load in the body. Clearly, we're all increasing in toxigenic exposure during this time of year. So those things, you know, that provides you foundational resilience.
Ooh, I love foundational resilience. That's a good word, good combo. Yeah.
Hopefully it'll let you enjoy this holiday even more than you have enjoyed holidays in the past, which is really the important thing.
You know, Wendy's asking, and I know this is on a lot of people's minds, exactly how to take these. Mm-hmm. Now, one thing about Megaspore is you start slowly. Mm-hmm. And that's very surprising to people when they first get started. So can you explain a great way to get started with this?
Mm-hmm.
We'll give a couple of tips for everything.
There's somewhere around 10 to 15% of people that if they started with the full dose, which is two caps a day, it'd be too much in the beginning. And what does too much mean? Well, it means that you'll have some die-off type responses, like you'll get loose stool or cramping and bloating in the bowel, right? It'll be uncomfortable. It's actually a good sign in many ways, but and there's nothing bad about it. It's just uncomfortable. And so if we don't want people to have that discomfort, we basically recommend everyone taper up the dose. Because the other thing that was interesting in the first 4 or 5 years of doing this is it was hard for us to identify who that 10 to 15% of people would be, right? The assumption is it's always the hypersensitive people. People are very sensitive to lots of things. That wasn't always the case. Many of those hypersensitive people were totally fine with a full dose. And some of them, of course, would be very sensitive to it. So the way we recommend tapering is everybody starts with half or one capsule a day, right? Okay. Now you can make the decision whether you want to do half or one based on your history, based on your degree of sensitivity on things. If you want to be super cautious, just go with half. Now, how do you do half a capsule? Well, you pull the capsule apart and you mix about half the powder into any sort of food or drink. Hot, cold, it doesn't matter. The spores will survive it. And then you can kind of push the capsule back together and preserve the capsule, right? So start with about a half or one every other day for the first week. At the end of that first week, then you go to whether you're at half or you're at one, you go to half or one every day instead of every other day, right?
Okay.
That's second week. Third week, you double the dose. So if you were at one, you go to two. And if you were at half, you go to one, right? Now, once you get to two, if you're one of those people that got to two by the third week, you take both of them at the same time. And you always take this with a meal, right? So if you get to two, then that's your dose, right? That's the basic daily dose for the product. Now you're on the full dose. And you just take two a day. What time of day you take it doesn't matter. You can take it morning, evening, or night, depending on whenever it's convenient with you. But always try to take it with food as a key. If you were at half a capsule and you bumped up on the third week to one full capsule and you're doing fine on that, then you give it one more week and then you go to two capsules, right? So that's the basic premise. Now, what do you do if you bump it up and you start getting some reaction, right? You basically bump it back down and then wait another week to try to bump it back up again. But it takes your body a little bit of time and your microbiome a little bit of time to adjust, get used to it. But we've never had anyone that's never been able to get to two caps. We've had on a rare occasion, some people that take about 3-4 months to get to two caps. Right. That's much, much more rare. But the average person, you know, in 2 or 3 weeks is at the full dose and they're doing fine.
Okay, and this is just suggestions, you guys. This is not medical advice. These are suggestions, guidelines. Barbara's asking, you know, like she has her whole little protocol there. Do what works for you. That's the thing. Do what works for you. I'm going to ask a couple of questions here. Can we split the two microbiome tablets with meals or take them both at the same meal?
Which tablets?
I don't know. I don't know. You know what? I can't. I was looking at the chat. I broke my own rule. I'm going to back to go to the Q&A here. Okay, let me just look here. Any update on getting the products in Canada?
So you can order it from Canada right now, and it's free shipping to Canada. So there's a direct to patient, which I think Siobhan has a code, right?
I do. Yeah. But it's just saying Kathy's saying she's having a hard time getting it. Is there a list of distributors on the Microbiome Labs website? Can't you just order it on the Microbiome Labs website in the US?
You can, yeah. So it's through our direct-to-patient portal, okay. Which I think is the same portal that people order products from you in general.
Product right? Direct.
Because yeah. Yeah, it's at Patient Direct, right?
Patient Direct, that's right.
Yes, it's the yeah. same thing. So okay. If you use Patient Direct, you can order our products to you. I think you can order up to a 3-month supply is the limit. And it's free shipping, because I know normally people have been complaining because shipping is expensive to Canada right now. But yeah, you should be able to order it. Let us know if you have problems. Shoot Siobhan or her team a message. They'll connect you with us.
And we just put the customer service email in the chat, info@microbiomelabs.com. Okay, back to the Q&A box. Please, Barbara, go ahead and put it in your questions, anybody, into the Q&A box. So as it relates to urinary tract infections, does work on the gut microbiome, meaning taking pre and probiotics, also help the vaginal microbiome? Are they completely separate issues? Are all of your company's products meant to be taken orally and passed through the gut? Thank you.
Yeah. So yes on both the questions, right? So first yep. one, absolutely. Urinary tract health is directly tied to microbiome health. There are, of course, some things you can do directly with urinary tract health, but in general, it's most effective to work on it through the microbiome because that's typically the root cause of the issue. Unless there's a congenital issue or physiological change in your urethra, and so on, you know, it typically is an issue with your microbiome and the microbiome mucosa. So you have to, if you've dealt with chronic UTIs, chronic BV, chronic yeast infections, you have to straighten out the microbiome in order to really support those conditions, because you can't really improve them without supporting the microbiome. So, and it's all the basic stuff we just talked about, right? Reducing leaky gut, improving diversity, improving short chain fatty acid production, all those things that actually help your gut function better will also help the urogenital tract to function better. And then the second question about everything passing through the GI tract, yes. So these are all oral probiotics. So you would consume them all orally.
So MegaPre is different than FODMAPE. So FODMAPE is a digestive enzyme support for consuming food, whereas MegaPre is a prebiotic for your microbiome. So they serve two totally different purposes, Carol. Just wanted to clarify that. If you have SIBO, and Lena, how you doing? Good to have you here. One thing that, you know, you need to go slowly. You need to check to see if it's working for you very slowly, so slowly that you're going to think, is this even worth it? And the answer is it's worth experimenting. The one thing that I really want to say is if you have tried everything and you're really a tough case, and then you finally get a negative breath test and you have not introduced a probiotic at all during that whole time and you're doing well, then you might want to not rock the boat with anything after your negative, which is a positive, negative SIBO breath test. That's what she was saying, Dr. Seebecker was saying, Lena, about probiotics in general. She always says, try it, see how it works for you. But there was one thing about the timing she clarified. So Ursula, I finished the 3-month protocol of Serene Skin, which is the skin probiotic from you, and continue to suffer with acne rosacea. I purchased 3 more months of Serene Skin and I'm taking the 4th month. Finally seems to be helping. Is it okay to do this?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It's gonna be different for everyone, right? It really depends right. on how far dysfunctional your gut is with related to the couple specific things that impact the skin, which is the amount of acetate production, the level of rhumnococcus in your gut. These are specific things that have a impact on the skin. We basically, for example, in our 90-day study on Serene Skin, right, we saw about a 70% reduction in acne lesion counts, which means that there are some people that hadn't seen a significant reduction yet, whereas the majority of people have, which means for the people that hadn't seen a significant reduction yet, they needed longer periods of time to be on it, right? And this is no different than the antibiotic protocols, right? If you go on an antibiotic for acne, it doesn't mean that in 90 days, you specifically are guaranteed to have all your acne gone. in many cases, they have to double that and go to, 180 days and go much longer, right? And so that's why the average course for antibiotics for acne is something like 138 days, because it goes over that 90-day period. So, you know, you're right in line, which is great. I think if you're starting to see changes at 4 months, that's fantastic. Keep up with it so that you want to cement those changes in your system. If you stop it, all of a sudden your gut can revert. So you want to cement those changes and go a couple more months. And then you may consider looking at, you're probably already using some topicals. If there are some topical anti-inflammatories and things that you've seen in the past that help, feel free to use them to enhance the effect.
So we're getting a couple of comments about H. pylori. So we need to talk about our lovely PyloGuard. And how, talk to us about this for H. pylori, if you would, because I don't know if a lot of people even realize this product exists.
Yeah, it's one of my favorites. It's just such a cool and amazing use of a probiotic, right? It's a probiotic bacteria, a Lactobacillus reuteri, whose only job we can see so far in terms of what it does is to bind H. pylori in the gastric mucosa and in the small intestine and take it out of the body. Right. So you get one Helicobacter pylori and you get like two or three of these microbes around it, grabs onto it, binds to the cell membrane structure, and then escorts it out of the body beautifully. Right. It doesn't bind to anything else. It doesn't bind to any other microbes or anything. As far as we know, it doesn't do anything else in the body that we've seen. And then there's like 9 published studies on it as probably 1,800 to 2,000 patients total in these studies. So very, very well documented mechanism of action. And all it does is it reduces H. pylori. Now, why is that so important? Well, because we now know that a minimum of 50% of adults have infectious levels of H. pylori. And we know that it's a main culprit in many GI disorders, right? So especially upper GI stuff. So especially bloating, reflux, gastroparesis, gastritis, all of these very common conditions. And then, of course, the worst end of it are things like ulcers and so on that also occur. But the most common are the nausea, the food intolerances, the bloating, the gas, the reflux. These are all H. pylori driven issues. And it's hard to bring down the levels of H. pylori in the system because it's a microbe that evades the immune system and other compounds well, because it can hide in the gastric mucosa. And then the prescription treatments for it are really quite harsh. If that's, talk to your doctor about that, whether those are appropriate for you or not. But if you want to consider, or you and your doctor want to consider a different, an alternative, you can absolutely use this product. Now, what's great about this product is you can use it prophylactically as well, because it doesn't create any harm. It doesn't damage anything else, right? So if you feel like either A, you suspect you might have Helicobacter pylori, or you suspect someone in your family does, which means you've gotten exposure to it in your household, absolutely transmits very readily in the household, you can absolutely use it. Now, the way you use that product, it's one capsule a day. You actually do pull the capsule apart and mix the powder into a glass of water and drink that water. We want you to take it that way rather than swallowing a pill, because we want to get good distribution of the reuteri strain in the GI, in the gastric system, because it needs a contact sport, right? It needs to bump into the H. pylori to grab onto it. And so drink it as a product, and it's absolutely wonderful. It's a product that, so I use it now. I don't have H. pylori. I'm not diagnosed with that.
Yeah.
Right. But I still use it once or twice a week as a prophylactic.
That's interesting.
Because I know I'm constantly exposed to H. pylori, and I don't have overgrowth of H. pylori, but I might have low levels of it, which most of us have been exposed to, and given the right condition, it can grow pretty quickly, right? So I just kind of use it prophylactically. You don't have to, but it's an option as well, because it's so gentle, it doesn't do anything else.
Okay. And then Deb is saying, I'm drinking some Mega Mucosa. I noticed when I scooped it out to mix with water that it's really clumpy. Is that okay? Should the product be used within a certain number of days once the container has been opened?
No, it's a 30-day product, right? So use it in 30 days if you can. The reason it gets clumpy is because it contains amino acids, which are very hydroscopic, which means it binds water very easily, right? So every time you open and close a container, a little bit of moisture gets in there and it starts to bind that moisture. When it binds the moisture, the powder becomes a little bit darker and becomes clumpy. There's nothing wrong with it at all. It's just more moisture in the product. Of course, you're going to get tons of moisture when you mix it in water. So there's no difference to the product itself. It just doesn't look as nice as the free-flowing powder. Now, to try to combat that, we are actually launching, or we have launched, stick-pack versions of that product, right? So each individual dose is
stick-pack. Right? The little powder.
And then that way you're not constantly opening and closing the same thing, allowing moisture in there. This one is an individual stick-pack. It's also easy to travel with it. As we all go on trips and so on. So there's nothing wrong with the product. It's just, it's unfortunately really hydroscopic. It binds moisture really well. So it's exposed to moisture that way. One trick, which I do, and I know it helps, is, you know, that there's a vacuum seal, like a moisture barrier film on top, the very top of the tub, right? So when you open the cap the first time and you take the cap off, there's a seal on top of it, right?
Right.
Don't peel the entire seal off. What most people do is tear the whole thing off. So actually just tear off about half of it and bend it back, right? So good just idea. Enough to get the scoop in there and take the product out and then close it back and then put the cap on. Having that seal on there reduces the amount of moisture that gets in the product. It will reduce the clumpiness.
Oh, that's
a
good thing.
It happens to the Megapre too. Megapre being these prebiotics that are very hydroscopic also binds water quite a bit. So it can clump, it can change color over time. There's nothing wrong with the product. It's just binding moisture in the air.
Okay. Jennifer's saying, I've been tested for LPS. Is there a product that will help to gradually reduce it? I've had systemic candida symptoms for years, just had an FM candida albicans test, and it was negative. Are there other forms of candida that could create similar symptoms? Well, also, it could be in different parts of your body. So I'm not sure where you had that test. Was it a stool test? Was it a vaginal test? Was it a blood test? So I'm curious about that.
Yeah, and I'm not sure what FM candida test is.
Is it functional medicine? Yeah, because it's pretty hard to test. Some people do well with an oat test, the organic acids test. There is an antibody you can get tested in your blood serum, but I'm not really sure.
Yeah. To answer her first part of the question, that's the main job of Megaspore, is reducing LPS. That's what we publish studies on. That's what you need to reduce LPS. So that's a key component. On Candida, there are 250 different species of Candida that can live in and on your body. It's a very common commensal that's there. It can be in many different parts of your body, including, of course, the GI tract. Whether or not it's an overgrowth and causing problems will be either has to be confirmed by a couple of different tests. There isn't one just definitive, like this is positive, it's candida. I think it's more of a differential diagnosis based on things like an oat test and maybe a microbiome assay, and then looking at symptom scores on things like, you know, brain fog and memory and sleeping, things that candida tends to impact. You know, if you suspect you have elevated candida, or your practitioner suspects it, there's a couple things you can do. Number one, Megaspore itself will be useful. Number two, a product called Mega Mycobalance.
We use right here, my hot little hand right here.
Yeah, that's a fantastic product. It has a two-prong approach to dealing with issues with yeast and mold in the system. It has B propolis, and then it also has undecyclinic acid. Mm-hmm. Which has a two-prong approach on how it goes after the yeast, right? So it's really effective. But that's something you can consider if you suspect that there's candida there.
Also, anybody who's interested in their vaginal microbiome, they do have a microbiome test for that at Microbiome Labs, which I did. And I took to my gynecologist and I was like, hello. And then she was like, okay, well, let's test on my lab too. And of course, they matched up. So that was very cool. And like, I don't know if she would have like been as enthusiastic about helping me in this particular situation if I didn't like walk in with data. I'm not saying you need to do that. I'm just saying that was really helpful for me, but it's nice to be able to get that test from Microbiome Labs. That is very cool. Okay. How are we doing on our time? Okay. We just have where can BiomeFX, which is your stool test that you guys created, is it available in Spain?
It's not yet available in Europe, no.
Okay, one thing that I know a couple of people have to go, and we only have 5 minutes left, so we won't be keeping you much longer, but we will be sending out this recording. The coupon NOBLOAT15 is active for just a short period of time, but you do get the 15% off your entire cart. You do have to go to that patient direct code, which is SIBOSOS, follow the links, and it's very self-explanatory. But I remember when I first learned about Megaspore, I really wanted it. This was like 5-6 years ago, and I could not find it. And I remember seeing it on the shelves of some of my practitioners, but I like didn't want to have to make an appointment and they were out of town and all this jazz. So I looked and looked and looked and finally found it, but it was like really not the right. I mean, like, I didn't know this person. And by the way, Amazon is not an authorized distributor. So keep that in mind. You really want to go direct. And so thank you also, Karen, because, you know, you are bringing the products to the people through this platform of SIBOSOS and Chronic Condition Rescue. And normally you have to go into a practitioner's office to get this. So I really appreciate that. And I know the community does too.
Yeah,
we really, really appreciate it. If you have some gas and belching issues, but don't know if you have SIBO or other intestinal diagnosis, can you still take any or all of these products at lower doses to start? Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. That's a normal function of your body, is you will ferment your food. You will have some gas. It's about the overgrowth. If mm-hmm. you have small intestine bacterial overgrowth. So Mary, I know it's kind of fast paced. You're right. We only have an hour with Karen, and you can absolutely get this replay and just play it on slower speed. Okay. What if you get constipated? You know, a lot of times when we start a new protocol, constipation mm-hmm. can happen. It's super, super important to make sure you are pooping regularly.
Yeah.
Yep. Any suggestions on that, Karen?
Yeah. Now, sometimes when there's changes that happen to your microbiome, you can get constipated temporarily, right? But it shouldn't last much more than 4 or 5 days. One of the ways of negating that often is to just drink more water. Mm-hmm. That often helps in most cases of constipation because of changes to the microbiome. And you may use things that hopefully have helped you in the past. Like for me, you know, coffee. Coffee is like I have coffee and I'm like, okay, it's time to go to the bathroom.
Good to go.
It's a trigger for my movements, right? And so that's, if there's things in the past that have worked for you that way, whether it's using magnesium or something like that, you can absolutely do those. There's no issue there. But it shouldn't last more than 4 or 5 days. If it does, then you know you should you could slow down the supplement or not take it any longer and see if the movements come back. But it can happen for some people. They can experience some constipation if the microbiome changes, but it's not common.
And just up your magnesium. You know what? Mm-hmm. I'm looking for something. Bob has been asking about this, and it is the vitamin KD2. So this is new mm-hmm. from Microbiome Labs. And this is the Mega Quin D3, and it's a combination of the K2 and D3. And he was saying that he's always heard you should take them separately, and I've always heard you should take them together.
Yeah, I've never heard that you have to take them separately. That doesn't make any sense. There's absolutely no reason to take K2 and D3 separately. They work together in the body. They service many of the same systems, but in different parts of the same system. They're both fat-soluble essential nutrients, essential vitamins. There's no contraindication. There's no fighting with each other. Absolutely no reason to take them separately. Can you imagine in nature if that's what you had to do, which means you can't be in the sunlight at the same time as you eat, you know, a piece of meat that might have some K2 in it, or eat, you know, butter or ghee or, you know, things that may have K2 in it, right? So it's nonsensical. If any practitioner is saying that, then I would love for you to put them in contact with me so I could straighten them out, because it makes absolutely no sense at all.
Okay, Bob, there you have it officially. I have to say, I've never heard of them being taken separately either. Yeah. I have heard like you really need to take them. That was the big discovery, right? And the big thing is don't just do vitamin D. You must do it because it's a whole shuttle system. And if you go to, so when we deliver this video to you all, you're going to go and you're going to click it and you're going to see all of the videos I've done with Kieran, which is like 10, 12, 15 by now, probably more than that. And we just recently did one on the Mega Quin D3. So you can hear him talk more about that. What's a great place to start? I would start with your Mega Spore, and I would, for the holidays, make sure that you're doing your FODMATE. This is a very important time to take your power as your own personal advocate for your health, and to you control the narrative and you control the environment of your own end of year, holidays, family get-togethers, no family get-togethers. That can be just as stressful because you could feel alone. Know that there are, you know, places online for great social community. There's also craziness online. So what are you going to do? You're going to use your wisdom. You're going to meditate. You're going to take good care of yourself. You're going to rest, I hope, when you're drinking your water, you're doing your self-care practices, and be in gratitude for what you got, because that is the key to so much soothing and self-comfort versus struggling and stress. So I know it's not always easy, believe me, but I do think that gratitude is a huge, huge, even if you're just like internally going, okay, oh, my house is so messy. God, thank you for this messy house. Mm-hmm. Universe, whatever you want to say. So those are just some ideas for you, and try not to take the bait if you have people in your world, I'm not going to even say family, but in your world that are creating a lot of triggers. Find out about narcissists, read up on it. If you're a highly sensitive person, there's HSP. There are tons of blogs and books about a highly sensitive person in a very loud world. And there's thank goodness, this is the upside of it, right? Is that of the mass communication, is that we do have so many more resources, including lots of ways to get therapy online, as well as ZocDoc. I really love ZocDoc. They have a lot of mental health support. So those are some thoughts for you. Kieran, thank you so much.
My pleasure, as always. Thank you. And everybody, I hope you have an amazing holiday. You should, right? Despite all of the crazy things happening in the world and in many of our lives, we still have a lot to be grateful for. So your health being in a comfortable place is, of course, a big part of whether or not you enjoy your days and weeks to come. So hopefully we can help with that to some degree. But I really appreciate the opportunity, as always. And are we jumping on an Instagram live?
We are. It is 4:01. Do I have a link?
I don't know. I think, are you coming on MBL's Instagram page?
I am.
Are you going on yours? Okay. So then come to MBL, and when you see me go live, just request to join it. There should be a button that says request to join.
Okay.
And then all right, so I'll bring you on.
Come on over, you guys. We're going to continue the conversation over on Instagram for, it's MBL Live, MBL, Microbiome Labs.
Yeah, just go to the Microbiome Labs page.
Okay, Microbiome Labs. I'm a little scared because I don't want to lose you. Here it is. This is what it looks like, you guys. MBL.
Yeah.
That's the logo.
In a few minutes, you'll see it'll say, oh, Microbiome Labs is going live. And then you can click and join the live. And when you're on the live, then Siobhan, you can click to actually join me in the live.
Okay.
As a panelist or whatever.
All right. Text me. You know where I am. Thanks, everybody. Come see us on Microbiome Labs Instagram. All right, Kieran, thank you so much.
Thank you, everyone. Appreciate it. Okay. Bye-bye.
See you in a sec. Okay, bye. Thanks, everyone.